Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our Lord's Day service. We're delighted to see you today. We are celebrating 170 years of continuous ministry here in Ephraim. And I'd like to give you greetings. The first greeting is from Dan and Jen Dean Olson. It is abundantly clear that Ephraim Moravian Church has been blessed to be a blessing. For 170 years, it has been as a beacon set upon a hill, shining the light of our redemption in Christ. That light shines ever so brightly, as evidenced by the profound ministry of its people in the wider Door County community. Ephraim Moravian swings open its doors to all. It is with immense joy we celebrate with them on this day. And if you'll notice a beautiful plant in our sanctuary, those flowers were sent by our brothers and sisters in Christ at Bethany Lutheran Church. They wrote, "Congratulations and blessings on 170 years of continuous ministry. On this anniversary, we celebrate you and your faithful service to God and his people. May God continue to bless your ministry and keep your steeple lit as a sign of God's presence." And we're additionally delighted today to welcome two new members into our fellowship by rite of confirmation, Shayla Opitz and Milo Sherman. I met Shayla when she was 4. Shayla was baptized in this church in 2008, and she lived in Montana, and every summer from about 4 years old on, she would come here, and we'd have our singular Sunday school class, just me and Shayla. There were a lot of finger painting that went on. And so it was my delight when she moved here permanently and joined the confirmation class and has been such a pivotal member of this church. And Milo holds the distinction of being my first baptism here. And so I'm just so delighted. It's when a pastor has that privilege, it really makes us cry. And I'm just so delighted that I have been here long enough to see one of the children that I baptized being confirmed. And Milo is an usher, he's been a lay reader, and is very active in the life of this church. After church today, there will be a time of fellowship to honor our young people, and we hope that you will stay for that time of fellowship. There's a very big cake. Plenty for all of us. Next Sunday, there will be two very special services, one at 8 o'clock in the morning up at the cemetery with bagels and cream cheese afterwards. And that's to commemorate the people who have served our country. Since it's Memorial Day weekend, we go up to the cemetery, we recite the names of people from our church and people who are buried in the cemetery, and it's a time to honor those who serve. And then at 10:30 a.m., we hope that you will all wear red, because at 10:30 on Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. So we will be celebrating Pentecost next week. The committee who decorates our sanctuary so beautifully is asking for your assistance. If you brought home an Easter plant, please return the containers so that they can reuse them for other occasions. And there's a note from our music director. The music appreciation, which was set for this Thursday, is being moved to Wednesday, May 31st at 7 p.m. And RSVPs are needed. We'll also send out an email to that effect. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
Thank you.
watchword for Anniversary Sunday is Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. Would you stand with me as we sing hymn number 553, To Your Temple, Lord, I Come, and then remain standing for the liturgy.
Turn to the anniversary liturgy found as an insert in your bulletin. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all God's benefits.
Who forgives your iniquity? Who heals your diseases?
Who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is
like the eagles.
Give us this, by our great joys, our vision and glorious, please hush up your
seated. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us, in penitence and humility, confess our sins before the throne of grace, praying together.
God of mercy, we confess our failures and transgressions, our broken vows, our slackness and misuse of time and opportunity, our unkindness and indifference, our self-indulgence, our lack of faith. For these sins of commission and omission, have mercy upon us.
Lord Jesus Christ, we remember you in your presence, our losses and griefs, our hopes and treasures, which the departing year has carried away, the disappointments we have known, the friends who are no longer with us, and whose steps we shall hear no more. Since our last anniversary celebration, we name those who have entered your nearer presence: Eunice Rutherford, Bob Anderson, Lucille Soans, and Betty Overbeck. We pray for your grace to cherish the spirit which brings good out of evil and which prevents adversities and sorrows from embittering our hearts. Give us comfort and a deep sense of your goodness in every circumstance of life. And when, despite our good intentions, we fail, be our strength and stay.
Amen. Children to come up. going to talk to them about our anniversary. And then after she finishes, then they're going to be singing some of their favorite songs.
No, I do. Grown Thank you.
for that message that we are to be just like salt. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are so grateful. Grateful for this anniversary. Grateful for the love that sustains us. Grateful for the joy that you have given to us this day. We thank you for those in our past, our blessed ancestors, who grew this church, who by their faith witnessed to your light. And we ask, O Lord, that you would continue to help us witness to the light. We bring before you those who are ill, those who could not be here today, those who are on our hearts and minds. We especially remember Linda's brother-in-law and ask that you would be with him today as he recovers from a heart attack. We ask that you would be with those who are struggling. We ask that your grace would sustain us and that we could be your hands extended, reaching out to the oppressed, reaching out to those who are in need as we continue to serve you this day and always. For we ask it in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us continue to worship our Lord with the giving of our tithes and our offerings.
Our Old Testament lesson is taken from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works benediction and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great in his steadfast love towards those who reverence him, as far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who reverence him. Our New Testament lesson is taken from the book of Acts. After Jesus suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So, when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to our Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he said this, they were watching. He was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you to heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go to heaven. When they returned to Jerusalem, they found Mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they were to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, and Simon to Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brother. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please remain seated as we sing together hymn number 442, Bless, O Lord, this congregation. Meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Milestones are wonderful. I love birthdays, I love anniversaries and graduations, but there's always something in the back of my mind anytime I reach a big milestone, and that is, what's next? Now, I remember that specifically with my college graduation, because everybody was celebrating, I think, especially my parents, because they had finished paying for me. But I was having a real struggle because I kept thinking, but what's next? And maybe the day of we're rejoicing, and then we think, what's next? And I think of that time with the disciples and Jesus about what was next. They had lived through a horror. They had lived through trauma. They saw Jesus executed, but then 3 days later, their horror turned into unspeakable joy. And as if to cement his appearance and make sure that everybody knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was not a dream, that this was not wishful thinking, Jesus hung around for 40 days. And now sometimes, because he had a resurrected body, sometimes he just appeared and then he'd disappear. But they seemed to know that he was here. And so they had dinner with him, he wanted to be sure they knew that he was real, that he wasn't a ghost. So he'd sit down with dinner with them, he would talk to them, and it says that many, many people saw Jesus alive so that they could talk to each other and say, did you see him? Oh, yes. And did you? Oh, yes. So for 40 days, he is with them, and they're rejoicing, and they're so delighted, but there was something that kept nagging at them. Because Jesus, they saw, was the Messiah. He was the Son of God. So what was the Messiah supposed to do? He was supposed to restore Israel. That was the great promise from the Old Testament. That was the promise that Isaiah gave to his people. The prophet so long ago said that the Messiah would come and people would stream into Israel because it would be God's place. And so that's their hope. That was their hope when Jesus was in his ministry. And that was their hope after he was resurrected, was we're going to see a restoration. Rome would be out of here. There'd be no more occupation. And Israel would be restored to its greatness. And so that's what they asked him. Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? What's next? And he said, no. And basically told them, your job is right here. That's not what they wanted to hear. And then, instead of disappearing, he's taken up into a cloud to heaven, and it's a permanent exit. And can you imagine the people as they're watching him go up? I'm not sure that it was in joy. I'm sure their mouths were hanging open, like, what now? And then two people appear, not up in heaven, not hovering with him that you think angels do. They were right down on the earth and said, why are you looking up? He's going to come back. Don't worry about that. And so then they went to Jerusalem and did what he said. They prayed and they stayed together and they wondered what was next. Well, we read what was next. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. They witnessed to God's grace and God's mercy wherever they went, and the church was born. Now, he didn't tell them exactly how that would happen, but they knew that the Spirit of God would be the what's next. I think of the founding of this church 170 years ago. When our founder knelt on a snowy ground to consecrate the area to God, he did not know what was next. All he knew was that he had an assurance from the Spirit of God that this was the place to plant the church. If he had known the hardship, if he had known how difficult it would be. You see, when they came here, they thought that the soil was fertile, because they came in winter. Now everyone knows that about an inch below that soil is rock. So the first few winters, they almost starved to death. They had to find a different way to survive. They could never have imagined the beauty of this place now. It was an untamed wilderness. They could have never imagined how many people flocked to this place in the summer for respite. They could never imagine what we have today. But what they knew was that God had the what's next, and that the Spirit of Almighty God was going to lead them into the what's next. I think of Milo and Shayla. Now they know what's next in the fact that certain things are planned out. They have to stay in school. They have to graduate high school. That's a given. They know that at some point they're going to leave this area and strike out on their own. But beyond that, really don't know what's next. But what I want to assure you is God has your what's next. The Holy Spirit of God has what's next. As we get close to God, as we pray, sometimes our prayers are not too articulate. It's just, I don't know what's going on, Lord, and I need your help. And that's a genuine prayer that God answers. God answers our what's next. We can plan wonderful things for the church, and I'm almost ridiculous in my planning. Sometimes I have things planned months and months out. I'll tell you a funny story. In 2020, I had the entire year of services mapped out. Well, that worked out well. I had to throw it all out and start over again. It's good to plan, but we have to understand that the Holy Spirit of God is our what's next. And we need to be flexible to understand that maybe what we plan might not be what God wants. And God will give us our what's next as we yield ourselves to Him and as we are faithful to God. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the past. I thank you for the people who made this church what it is today. I thank you for the blessed ancestors. I thank you for the people who have come in with no ancestry, but know that this is their family. We're so grateful. And we are so grateful that you have our future. And we ask, O Lord, that as we walk into that future, that you would grant to us your peace and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you turn to the rite of confirmation that is inserted in your bulletin? And Shayla and Milo, would you stand, please? Come on. Shayla and Milo, you stand before God in this congregation to declare your faith in Christ and your promise to live a holy Christian life with the help of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, God's Son, who loved you and died for you? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the forgiveness of sins, and eternal life? Do you promise to live a life which is pleasing to our Lord Jesus? Are you ready in the presence of God and of this congregation to confirm the covenant into which you were baptized, relying on the Holy Spirit to strengthen and guide you into ever-increasing maturity in your relationship with Christ and the church? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for Milo and Shayla. We thank you for the love that brought them into this world. We thank you for their families. We thank you for the grace that you have given to them, and we thank you for the covenant which was made on their behalf. We thank you that they have come to this time of their lives where they are confirming their faith in you. And we ask that you would lead them into your grace, into your peace, into a future with hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Sherman, your confirmation text is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Milo, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace. Shayla Rylan Opitz, your confirmation text is Jeremiah 29:11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Shayla, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace. Shayla and Milo, by affirming your baptismal covenant in public worship today, you have taken another step in your journey toward God. You have entered into a new relationship with God and this congregation. It is our fervent hope that you will remain faithful to Christ and the church and be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would we stand together as we sing our closing hymn, Lord, dismiss us with your blessing.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated.